Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco. COVID cases are on the rise in California. According to the state public health department, hospitalizations have jumped more than 80% over the last month. Although the numbers seem high, they're still far lower than previous COVID-19 waves. In LA County, for a fifth consecutive week, COVID cases are up. LAS senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has the latest.
The amount of coronavirus in LA County wastewater has more than doubled since early July. That sounds scary, though it's still well below last winter's peak. That said, the average of 512 daily reported cases is a nearly 35% increase over the week before. Reported cases do not include home tests, so it's fairly certain that the actual rate of COVID infections is much higher. Statewide numbers lag behind a couple weeks, but paint a similar picture. Since July, more people taking COVID tests are positive. It's now over 13% and trending up, while the number of people in the hospital with COVID continues to grow. Almost all the circulating strains are descendants of Omicron XBB, which is what the new COVID vaccine this fall will target. The shots will likely be released next month. Meanwhile, the same health advice applies. Get tested if you think you're sick. If you test positive, stay away from other people. And masks are still recommended, especially if you're high risk. About 11 people in California still die from COVID every day. For the California Report, I'm Jackie Fortier in Los Angeles.
Pacific Gas and Electric has begun shutting off power for more than 8,000 customers in Northern California. It's all part of a scheduled public safety power shutoff due to increased fire risk. This is affecting smaller rural areas, mostly on the west side of the Sacramento Valley. PG&E says it anticipates turning the power back on for most customers by this afternoon.
Support for this podcast comes from Outdoor Supply Hardware, inviting listeners to Osh's big anniversary sale celebration, May 20th through the 26th, featuring daily deals, $15,000 in giveaways, 20% off store-wide on Saturday and Sunday, and a lot more. Learn more at osh.com.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone, hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul, for 30 years, or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
California produces millions of tons of toxic waste each year, but the state's relying on a shrinking network of aging sites to process it. CalMatters investigations reporter Robert Lewis brings us the story of one of these sites and the community next door.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through our normal tour.
At the edge of an unincorporated community southeast of Los Angeles is a company called Fibrotech. David Clark is the plant's manager.
You can see storage area, and this holds acidic hazardous waste.
Fibrotech's specialty is recycling corrosive liquids from the tech industry. They also make chemicals for water treatment plants from old cans.
So we take that scrap, that's somebody else's scrap, and that's valuable raw material for us.
It's one of only about two dozen commercial sites left in California that can take waste labeled hazardous under federal law. Now, regulators are proposing to grant the company a new operating permit. But that's a concern to some residents of Los Nietos, a low-income Latino community just 550 feet northwest of Fibrotech's hulking tanks and tangle of pipes. On a recent afternoon, several longtime residents gather on a shaded patio to talk about their industrial neighbor. Jaime Sanchez offers instant coffee and a bag of pan dulce.
Yeah, you'll like that one. That one's called a cuerno, a hornet.
The talk quickly turns to the smells of living near an industrial area. Jaime's daughter, Teresa Sanchez.
All the kids would be out playing, and the next thing you know, it would start smelling, and our grandparents, because our parents were working, so the grandparents were, come inside, it's time to come inside.
It's difficult, if not impossible, to blame the conditions on any one company. This is an industrial area, and has been for a century. But Fibrotech has a troubling record. Toxics regulators have found serious violations at the company in 19 inspections since the mid-90s. Given that history, residents don't understand how regulators could grant a new operating permit. Rose Gutierrez says officials seem content to let her neighborhood be the state's toxic dumping ground.
If it was in an area where there were many, they have lawyers, they, no way, there's no way it would be going this long.
Of the permitted hazardous waste businesses left in the state, many are in communities of color with high rates of poverty. Most have a history of pollution on site and violating safety laws. Angela Johnson Mazaros is a managing attorney at the environmental law organization Earth Justice.
Because it can't be that a system that's held together at best by, you know, bubble gum and baling wire is the thing that we're doing in the developed nation to manage hazardous waste.
But it's really hard to open a new hazardous waste facility, economically and politically. That's why advocates think California allows older, troubled sites to stay open, sometimes in a state of limbo. Fibrotech has actually been operating on an expired permit since 1996. That's legal. The state allows companies to keep using an expired hazardous waste permit as long as they're trying to get a new one. But advocates say the delay is another sign of weak oversight. Again, Johnson Mazaros.
And there's no urgency around making sure that they hold those facilities to account. And so therefore, years and years and years and years can go by with no one really prioritizing the needs of these communities.
Fibrotech officials defend the company's record. They say they've cleaned contamination on the site, which they blame on other companies. And they point to health assessments that say there's no significant risk from their operations to the community. David Tate is the facility's environmental health and safety manager.
We completely understand the concerns by the community, but we believe that we have thoroughly addressed those concerns.
State regulators wouldn't do an interview, though they did answer questions in writing. They said they don't consider the number of remaining sites taking hazardous waste when making permitting decisions. They expect to make a final call on a new permit for Fibrotech in December. For the California Report, I'm Robert Lewis in Los Nietos.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, August 30th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Paint Care. Now, with more than 850 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. The Wesley Foundation, investing in California's underserved children and youth. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Did you ever wonder what it's like to live alone? Hidden in the woods, not speaking to a single soul for 30 years. Or wander the desert, uncover a hidden well, and dive to the bottom of the deepest water hole for 2,000 miles. The Snap Judgment Podcast takes you there with amazing stories told by the people who live them, with an original soundscape that drops you directly into their shoes. Snap Judgment. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey, that's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report Magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love learning about the San Francisco Bay Area? Its history, its people, its unique blend of cultures? Then you should check out The Bay Curious book. I'm Katrina Schwartz, editor and producer on The Bay Curious podcast, and I'm here to let you know that for the month of May, we've worked out a sweet deal for KQED podcast listeners. Right now, you can get The Bay Curious ebook for $1.99. That's right, $1.99. Just search for Bay Curious wherever you get your ebooks or find a link in our show notes. This offer does expire at the end of the month, though, so you'll want to act on it fast. Happy reading!